This is Focus 580, our morning talk program. My name's David Inge, and we're glad to have you with us. The producers, Harriet Williams and Martha Deal, and Henry Frain is at the controls this morning. In a little while, at 11:20, we're going to go to National Public Radio for their live coverage of a news conference. The president is holding a news conference. So in the meantime here, we're going to spend a little bit more time talking about cars, and our guest is Rick Karch from Rick's Automotive in Champaign. He was with us in the first hour, and we asked him, well, could you just hang in for a little while, and he said, sure, he would do that. He's very good about that. And so whatever questions you have about your car, you give us a call, and he'll do his best to help you out. 333-9455 here in Champaign-Urbana, toll-free, 800-222-9455. We have somebody waiting here in Urbana. We'll go right there, line one. Hello. Yes?
I have an 88 Honda Accord that occasionally doesn't want to start in the summer. Usually when it's hot, sometimes I can already be out on an errand and then stop. And the engine turns over, but it doesn't catch.
It needs a main relay.
A main relay?
Yes.
Is that something expensive?
Not really.
Okay.
And it's usually when the interior temperatures escalate in the summer is when you have the problem.
Okay. So when I was opening the hood, that might have helped.
No. The relay is above your left knee.
Oh, okay.
So it's in the car.
Oh, okay.
So actually leaving the windows down a little bit would help. But
great.
If you replace that relay, it should solve your problem.
Okay. And ballpark of about how much that runs?
Well, I don't know how much those are offhand, off top of my head. But it's called the main relay.
Okay.
It controls the fuel injection, power to the computer, and the fuel pump.
Okay, great. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Very good, thank you. Next up is Matt Toon, line number two. Hello.
Yes, I have an 89 Civic, 170,000 miles on it. I noticed that the head gasket in the one of the corners is starting to just have a little bit of seep of oil out the front, and not just enough to be annoying, maybe a little more than that. The mechanic who did some other work on the car said that's just nothing. He said that that's just kind of the way they get older. Is there anything you can do to that? If a gasket smith, anything upon the outside of it, just keep them leaking like that nature?
No, because the gasket is deteriorated. So if you put something on the outside where you put it, it's going to leak on the other side of that adhesive or sealer that you put there. So no, there's really not much. And of course, when it leaks on the front, sometimes it drips down onto the exhaust. And you get that odor or smell.
Yeah, this is not doing that. It's just kind of coming down off to the left from the exhaust. So it's, other than leaking, that seems to be a minor leak. That's the only problem I found. So
it's on the driver's side of the?
No, it'd be on the front left.
Which side is left?
Or the passenger side, passenger side.
You sure it's not a distributor O-ring?
Well, I'm not positive. I thought it was that, but maybe it's the other thing you're talking about.
Yeah, because that's where the distributor is, and those O-rings get quite brittle, and they definitely do leak.
Because they'll have it checked out then, because it's not using any oil whatsoever on the dipsticks.
So. Well, yeah, it doesn't. A little leak can make quite a mess.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll have that checked out then.
All righty.
All right, very
you're
good.
Welcome.
Let's go next to Savoy. Line three, hello.
Hello. Mm-hmm. I have a 1996 Lumina, and for quite a while now, when I first turn it on and I try to back out of the garage, it kind of chug-a-chug-a-chug like it's going to stall out, and then by the time I get to the end of the driveway, it seems okay, and I can drive off to wherever I'm going, and wherever I park, it starts right up again. But I'm wondering what might be causing that, and I don't know what to do about it for sure. No lights are coming on or anything in the panel there.
No check engine light.
No.
So basically just runs rough
morning. Sometimes when I first start it up, I don't drive it too often, and I don't drive it very far.
Mm-hmm.
But it's never done this before, so I don't know what to think.
Well, my first reaction is that there's a possibility that one of the fuel injectors is dripping gasoline when you shut the car off, and because the injector is dirty,
mm-hmm.
and then when you start the car, it runs a little bit rough, and then it gradually gets smoother and smoother, and then it finally is fine until the next day, and then it repeats the scenario, because when you shut the car off, it maintains residual fuel pressure in the system. So My first suggestion is to put a bottle of Tektron. Tektron is a fuel injector cleaner in the gas tank. You just buy it at any parts store and you just pour it in the gas tank. And you should use that 4 times a year. I would start with that, and I would use it for probably 2 tanks. You're not going to notice a difference if you put it in today. It's not going to fix it tomorrow. It's going to take time. But that would be my first suggestion to try that.
A bottle of Tektron in the fuel tank 4 times a year, but the first time to do it twice in a row after I empty out the fuel tank?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And then the other question I had real quick is synthetic oil. The car is pretty old. We've never used it. Do you think there's any point in switching to synthetic now for the 1996 Lumina?
How many miles a year do you put on the car?
Not very many. I think it's only got 79,000 miles on it now.
Well, if you went the synthetic, then you could just go to... So you're saying you put less than 5,000 miles a year on the car?
Probably, yeah. It doesn't get driven any long distances,
right,
just around town. And I don't have it out that often, just to get groceries and things like that.
Yes, that would be a wise choice.
To switch over?
Yes.
And what does that involve, draining the old oil out and then cleaning up? And
just a normal oil service. You drain the oil, change the filter, and put the synthetic in. There's really nothing else involved.
Okay. And why do some people get so many miles on their car? We don't seem to get that many miles on our cars before they start having problems, and we take them in regularly for oil and filter changes. So what is it that foreign cars do better? Or like the last man that called said he had 170,000 miles. We've never gotten that out of a car.
Well, a lot of it has to do with how it's driven. The cars that sit a lot, have short trips, are the ones that typically have problems as they get older.
Okay.
You know, the highway driving, it's less stressful on the engine. It always is getting to an operating temperature. So, you know, it's just
the... A little healthier for it.
It definitely is. Short trips are hard on any car.
Okay, so if I took it out on the highway, say once a week, I mean just to get it up to a good speed, would that make any difference, or would it have to be something you did regularly?
No, what you need to do is when you go to the grocery store, maybe go a little different route that maybe takes 5 or 6 miles to get there so that the car gets up to temperature.
Okay.
It's not really the concept of go out on the highway and see how fast you can go.
No, but I meant if it got up to a higher speed that I might then, you know...
Not really. With the fuel injection system that's on that car, it really doesn't make much difference.
Okay, so it just needs to warm up a little more then? Is that why you said maybe go a longer route to the grocery store?
Yes, correct.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you so much for your help. I really appreciate
You're
it.
You're welcome.
All right, thank you. So so the important issue is the amount of time that the car's running.
Yes.
And the fuel gauge, the thing on your dash, whatever it is that tells you the temperature of the engine, where should it be at its
normal
optimum
state.
Normal temperature?
Yeah. Well, most cars, it's somewhere between a third of the way and halfway is typical.
And is that where your owner's manual tell you that or say anything about that?
No.
No.
No, okay. Most of them don't tell you specifically where it's to be because, as you can imagine, if they did that, everybody would be coming in and saying, well, mine's not
it's not where it's
right
supposed
there.
To be.
You know, and it might be a needle width to the left or a needle width to the right. So, no, they're not going to.
Okay.
Yeah, but most cars, if you monitor the temperature, the newer vehicles that are fuel-injected, computerized, are running around 220 degrees.
Okay.
For coolant temperature.
All right. Well, let's see. We got one more caller here. We have a couple of minutes left, and that's someone on a cell phone here, line one. Hello.
Hi. I just have a quick question regarding a 2000 Toyota Celica. It has over 250,000 miles on it, and my husband is interested in knowing whether or not he should replace the engine. The rest of the car is in excellent condition, and So it's just an idea. What are your thoughts on that?
Is there a problem with the engine?
Well, it's pretty much run its period. It's the engine light's been on for, I don't know, about a year now. So he's pretty much running it into the ground. He's getting the oil changes and things like that, but he thinks it would just last a lot longer if we got it done now and instead of waiting.
Well, the engine that's in the car now is really not worth anything different the way it is now or in 6 months or however many miles from now. So unless you have a specific problem with the engine itself, if the check engine light's on, that's a computer-related light. We're not okay. talking about oil pressure light, are we?
No.
Okay. So you could start doing research, and what I would encourage him to do is try to purchase an engine from Japan.
Okay. And I believe that's what you recommended before, so mm-hmm. I wanted to double-check and make sure it's a right. logical idea.
Right, because those engines okay. are typically around 30,000 to 40,000 miles on them.
Okay. And what is like the cost and maintenance for something that large of a project?
Well, it's typically in the 15-hour range to change that engine.
Okay. All right. Thank you very
All
much.
Right. You're welcome. Thank you. Well, and there, I think we'll wrap it up for this time around with our thanks to Rick Hartch from Rick's Automotive in Champaign. Every once in a while he's here. We talk about cars. And any last real quick thing other than do whatever the maintenance in your owner's manual says?
Well, the maintenance is the number one thing.
Yeah.
And follow that and keep up with the oil changes.
All right. Well, thanks very much.
All right. Thank you.
Appreciate it.